Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Indocount Industries Limited Q4 FY23 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involves risk and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. K.R. Lalpuria, Executive Director and CEO of Indocount Industries Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Lalpuria.
Thank you. Good afternoon and a very warm welcome to all of you to the Indocount Industries Q4 and FY23 earnings call. I have with me Mr. Muralidharan, our CFO, and Strategic Growth Advisors, our IR advisors. Happy to connect with you all once again to discuss the Q4 and FY23 performance. Let me start with the industry and business scenario during Q4 and FY23. We had a successful close to FY23 as we continued to sustain our performance despite numerous external challenges. During the year, the industry has faced multiple headwinds, such as the demand slowdown in export markets due to high inflation, the supply chain disruptions due to logistics which affected inventory levels, and the record high commodity costs which severely hit margins. However, after navigating these headwinds, the sector is seeing signs of revival. We believe the worst is behind us. Coming to our key markets, we have experienced improvement in demand due to normalized inventory levels at the retailer's end, and hence there is an uptick in the order booking, and we are optimistic that the growth phase should return. Domestic scenario. Indian consumer continues to improve its economic status and spending capability. We believe this will lead to an increase in household numbers and a consequent surge in demand for home products over both the medium and long term. Hence, we are seeing an opportunity to tap into this market. We are confident on sustainable growth for Indian manufacturers since India has an integrated manufacturing base for textiles. This, coupled with various government initiatives, has also bolstered domestic manufacturing, including the Make in India campaign, PLI scheme, Textile Mitra Park, which is overall aimed at promoting local manufacturing and exports. Coming to our recent performance and updates. I'm delighted to share that Indocount has successfully navigated the challenges in FY23. Given the circumstances, we concentrated on expanding in value-added segments such as fashion, utility, and institution side. As a company, we focused on brand-building initiatives. During FY23, we have seen growth in the e-commerce side of the business, which contributed 10% of revenue in FY23. I am happy to announce that we have been able to achieve volume guidance for FY23 with a sales volume of 74.7 million liters. Our consistent efforts over the last few quarters helped us to sustain our margins. Our strong execution capabilities ensured that margin sustainability does not compromise our balance sheet. Over the last 2 years, we have built capacities through organic and inorganic routes by investing over 1,000 crores and positioned the company as the largest global bed linen player. Our prudent capital allocation strategy has helped us to be ready to achieve 2x revenues for the future. In spite of CapEx spending, our strong free cash generation was further utilized towards debt reduction, which reduced our net debt from rupees 900 crores in FY 2022 to rupees 589 crores in FY 2023. For FY 2024, we expect volumes to be in the range of 85 million-90 million liters, which translates to a 15%-20% YOY growth. Our EBITDA for FY 2024 will be in the range of 16%-18%. For FY 2023, branded business stood at 14% of sales, domestic business at 2.5%, e-commerce at 10%, and fashion, utility, and institutional business contributed 19% of our revenue. We are embarking on increasing the contribution of this value-added segment and have accordingly set our targets for FY 2024. Let me now talk to you about our ESG initiatives. We at Indocount are an ESG-focused organization with clear goals, a roadmap, and guiding principles. In all of our operations, including the sourcing of raw materials, manufacturing, supply chain, and waste recycling, we enable a sustainable approach. Our key updates are: during the quarter, ICIL has achieved 90.6% score for HIG Index versus global benchmark in home textiles verified score, which is 59%. Hohenstein, Germany, a recognized world lab, has lauded our contribution and efforts towards water consumption, saving, and recycling, and this happened on the event of the International Water Day. We have received Certificate of Merit from CII Birla Sustainability Awards under contribution towards zero carbon mission at a ceremony held in Jaipur. On awards and recognition, we are happy to announce that our domestic brand, Layer, is recognized as the Femina Power Brands for the year 2022-23, for introducing exquisite design wrapped in superior fabric at affordable price. In addition to the above, ICIL has been awarded by the Federation of Indian Export Organization, FIO, for being the highest foreign exchange earner in textiles in Maharashtra for two consecutive years, 2018-19 and 2019-20. Now, let me share with you our consolidated financial performance. Kindly note, the previous period's FY 2022 figures are restated on account of RoSCTL of timing benefit of 49.99 crores, approximately 50 crores. Total income, rupees 810 crores in Q4 FY 2023 versus rupees 690 crores in Q4 FY 2022, a YOY growth of 17.3%. Total income is rupees 3,043 crores versus rupees 2,932 crores in FY 2022, a growth of 3.8%. EBITDA. EBITDA, rupees 147 crores in Q4 FY 2023 versus rupees 132 crores in Q4 FY 2022. EBITDA, rupees 486 crores in FY 2023 versus rupees 524 crores in FY 2022. EBITDA margins stood at 18.1% in Q4 versus 19.1% in Q4 FY 2022. EBITDA margins stood overall for the year at 16% in FY 2023 versus 17.9% in FY 2022. PAT, rupees 95 crores in Q4 FY 2023 versus rupees 85 crores in Q4 FY 2022. Overall, rupees 277 crores PAT in FY 2023 versus rupees 359 crores in FY 2022. EPS is rupees 13.97 in FY 2023. Net debt. The net debt to equity is 0.33 as at 31st March 2023, against 0.57 for the previous year. For FY23, our ROE is 15.4% and ROCE is 17.7%. The board of directors have recommended final dividend of rupees 2 per equity share of rupees 2 each, that is 100%, subject to the approval of shareholders at ensuing annual general meeting. That's all from my side. Now I leave the floor open for the questions and answers.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Ashwini Agarwal from Demeter Advisors LLP. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lalpuria. Congratulations on a fantastic Q4 and a return to normal as I see it. A couple of questions. One is, if you look at the fourth quarter, what would be the total value-added revenues? Because in the various categories that you outlined in your opening remarks, there is some overlapping elements as well.
We should see for the overall year. So we have been able to, clock 19% of value-added products sales, which I mentioned in my speech, and also the investor deck, that 19% came from fashion, utility and institutional business, and also the licensed brand did well on the e-commerce front. So our emphasis is to see how we increase our B2C and D2C strategies, and which we will work upon going forward also.
And out of this 19%, how much was India?
India overall is 2.5% of our revenue as on date.
And that would be all value-added, I'm assuming.
Of course, that's a brand foreplay.
So, and Mr. Lalpuria, you'd mentioned that your aspiration is to take this number to 30%. Now that you've achieved 2.5% in India and, nudging 20%, what do you see as the journey to 30%? I mean, how much time will it take? What will be the critical components that will drive it? Brands in India, brands overseas, B2C. How do you see that journey playing out?
Yes. So, as you know, we have invested in a state-of-art fashion bedding unit, which has started operation. So, we are focusing on the back end as well to deliver value-added goods, not only to the exports market, but also to the domestic front. And as I mentioned, we are seeing Indian economy moving forward, so there is a good opportunity for us to leverage our brand strength in the domestic area also. So what we had earlier mentioned about our 30% revenue on the export front for fashion, utility and institutional, and the domestic brand promotion is over and above this. So we should be looking at a good level, in the coming year as, the economy moves ahead. And so it should take around, say, another 3 years to achieve this 30% on the increased revenue.
Okay. And, sir, when you, gave an outlook of 17 to 18% EBITDA margin, this improvement in product mix is built into that, or that's on a steady state basis, considering your exit quarter was anyway close to whatever 18% or so?
So we are looking upwards as we utilize our capacities going forward, where we will apportion our fixed cost. Not only that, what we are seeing uptick in demand and various other factors which are helping us to bring back normalcy in our business front. So as the demand improves, definitely our target would be to improve our margin, and that prompted us giving you a margin guidance of 16%-18%. But yes, there is potential for improvement going forward.
Sir, now that most of the CapEx is done, barring a small amount at Vikram Aditya, what should we think about as ongoing CapEx for maintenance purpose, refurbishment, or whatever else balancing equipment that you might want to add?
No, so the CapEx will be minimal because we have completed our most of the CapEx, except for the spinning, where we have reflected the balance of 23 crores. So apart from this CapEx, it will be the routine CapEx for this year.
That will be lower than your depreciation outlay, the routine CapEx?
Yeah, somewhere around 40 crores will be the, 40-50 crores will be the normal CapEx.
Okay. And sir, last question from me. On the working capital side, I mean, you know, I was just calculating the inventory days on a full year basis. From March 2023, inventory days were about 240. But I'm also cognizant that this was a very volatile year. But if I look at your long-term history, your inventory days have, you know, been somewhere in the ballpark of 180, give or take, year to year, 170, 200 sometimes. Do you think we normalize to 180 days, or the change in sales mix needs higher inventory days?
No, as the supply chain has eased out, we have come back to normal, and that would be the order of the day. So currently, we are at around 130 days, as compared to 171 days in, on 31st March 2022. So I think, these are the normal, normalized figure, so this should continue going forward.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That's all I had. Thank you, sir, and wish you the very best. Looking forward to another fantastic year ahead.
Thanks, Ashwini.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Kapil Jagasia from Nuvama Wealth Research. Please go ahead.
Sir, first of all, congratulations on good set of numbers, especially on the margins front. So my first question is, has all inventory at retailers been exhausted, and are retailers going for full order replacement, or is it that still some inventory at some of the retailers is still there? Could you help us with this inventory situation?
No, it has considerably improved, and as I mentioned, you know, it has more or less normalized now. So we should see uptick, you know, post second quarter onwards.
Okay. Sir, in that case, what would be your order book position as on date?
The order book position is good. That prompted us providing you a guidance of 85-90 million liters.
Okay. So that is for, like, the order book would be for 6 months or like, this is for a longer period right now?
So normally it is 5-6 months in consideration, but we have a longer view because we are into supplying core businesses to major retailers. So that gives us some visibility on the order book position going forward. And as the inventory levels has reduced considerably, this gives us the confidence that as things normalizes, they will be back in business.
Okay, fine, sir. Sir, just one follow-up on the fashion utility and installation business. The contribution here remains the same at 19%, you know, vis-a-vis if I compare to the previous year. So would it be fair to assume that standalone business contribution of this segment much have been much higher as this integration of new unit of GSCL would still not be catering to the premium segment?
No, we are slowly integrating via the product mix, what was sold at GSCL earlier. And, I am happy to say that we have been able to uptick their margin to somewhat our level of business, which is getting reflected into our overall performance of 16% for the full year. So we are pushing the value-added products to the customers which were existing at GHCL, and we are confident that we should be able to impress upon them to have that on their shelf. So we are quite confident that going forward, as we have invested into the back end as well, will give us a lot of confidence to promote this product across our customer base globally.
Okay, great. Just this final question from my side. Realization has, on a YoY basis, if I see, that has come up a bit, though it is still higher if I, compare to last 3 years of probably pre-COVID levels. So according to you, how much more would still be needed to be passed to the end retailer, or, that is true for now?
So the realization is in proportion to the raw material prices as what we had seen an uptick in last year. So as it gets corrected, there will be calibration in the overall pricing. But since we are into value-added segment and since we have a good collaboration with the customer and understanding, we are confident that we should be able to add value to their business as well as to our business going forward. So we will try to see that we can maintain higher margin and earn higher margin for the company, on value-added products.
Sure, sir. That helps. Thank you for answering all the questions. All the best to you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Nirav Savai from Abakkus AMC. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir. Such rock-solid performance in tough times. Sir, I've got three questions. The first one is, with large part of the CapEx which we have already done, by 2024 onwards, there will be only maintenance CapEx. How do we allocate those funds? Is there any dividend policy which we have decided or any buyback plans in future?
We already have a dividend policy, and according to that, the board takes decisions. Going forward, we have a higher payout this year in spite of our profitability getting reduced. So the board has taken a view and given back to the shareholders, a higher dividend payout. And we have maintained our 100% dividend, that is rupees 2 on a share value of rupees 2. So we do believe that we should reward the stakeholders as we move ahead with the company's performance from time to time. But looking at the growing company, we do need cash. And as you can see that through investment, we have made the company a global leader, and there are requirements going forward to like renewable energy, like other areas where we need to invest into CapEx from time to time. So the cash is also needed for growth. And that's the reason we are having a dividend policy where we are moderating at times, to see that the dividend payout is healthy and consistent and maintained.
Right. So we stick to our guidance about 70 to 75 crores kind of CapEx for next year.
Yeah, 23 crores by balance.
For renewables or anything?
23 crore is the balance on the PSML side, and then there will be, as Mr. Muralidharan has said, around 40 crores, so adding that up, it comes to around 60 to 70 crores of routine CapEx.
Right. The second thing, what would be a cotton inventory as on March closing? Because last year, we had loaded a lot of cotton inventory because the prices were going up. So compared to last year, what would be the cotton inventory which we are holding?
As far as our hedging policy on the raw material side goes on, we believe into having investment into supply chain so that not only we ensure the buyers from a price standpoint but also from a security of supply chain point of view, our philosophy is to invest on the supply chain. This prompts us to have at least 6 months cotton inventory, and as we are seeing the season for this time of the year, we have created a 6 months inventory going forward till September. And
Hello. Yes, it's on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, sir. It's audible. Yes.
Yeah, so I already answered.
Right. So we have a 6 months cotton inventory as on March 31st.
Yeah.
And sir, on the freight side, last year the freight cost was highly elevated, which has cooled off now. Going forward next year, what can be the potential gains with this lower freight cost compared to what has happened last year in FY23?
So most of our sales are on FOB terms, and whatever which we sell to our subsidiary in the U.S. and U.K., there will be reduced freight component. So as the proportion happens, we will see that positive impact on to reduction of freight cost going forward.
Right. So that is something which is a part of our guidance of 17-18% kind of EBITDA what we have guided out. Can that be over and above?
Yes, no, it is part of that.
Right. So that's it from my side. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Bhairav Chhoda from ICICI Securities Limited. Please go ahead now.
Yeah, hello, sir. Congrats on a good set of numbers. So probably I just wanted to understand the gross margin expansion. What has caused this gross margin expansion? And would you say that this gross margin would be sustainable for us going ahead?
See, the gross margin is resulted due to our supply chain investment, number one. Secondly, we were able to convince upon the customer to have a reasonable price increment. Third, we were prudent into handling our inventory management as well as financially deploying the capital. So on all this front, it helped us to achieve the and maintain the gross margin close to our FY22 results. So going forward also, our entire attempt will be to see how we can maintain this gross margin, as our focus will be towards adding more value-added products in our sales and our B2C strategies, as well as brand promotion in the domestic area will help us, you know, garner more margin for the company in our overall revenues.
Sir, this price, reasonable price increase, if you can give some quantum on that, what kind of overall price increase have we taken?
So that we cannot provide, but it is proportionate, and that's the reason you see the EBITDA level being maintained.
Okay. And sir, one more thing.
And the gross margin also maintained if you look at our raw material cost.
Okay, just had another question. Like, could you share the cotton polyester product mix share for us?
Mostly it is cotton, like almost 80%, more than 80%. 20% is blended, and there is in blends, like in polyester as well as Tencel, you know, is of use nowadays.
So for this value added, would the polyester use increase or how it is, sir?
Value added is not seen in that context, but it is seen from various products which we supply, you know, on the fashion side as well as the utility and institutional side where we specialize. So it cannot be seen in context to a ratio between polyester and cotton. Hello.
This, GHCL 45 capacity is fully operational right now?
GHCL.
Yes, it is fully operational.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks for answering all the questions, and wish you all the best.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Himang Kotadia from Anvil Share and Stock Investments. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Sir, first of all, congratulations to you for the great set of volume growth and the margin in this difficult environment. And strong balance sheet after having inventory of 900 crore, the debt is at just 6 billion rupees. Sir, my first question on how we are increasing our wallet share with the existing customer as far as America is concerned, US is concerned, sir?
So as I have mentioned, you know, we are seeing improvement in demand due to the normalized inventory levels. The order booking is also, there is an uptick. So we are quite optimistic that USA as a country should do well, and even the interest rate to somewhat has, you know, stabilized the hikes in the interest rate. So we, like, because of all this happening, we see that the demand outlook is positive. And secondly, on the other side, you see there were so many headwinds last year, which have now normalized. So that should also help into our overall competitiveness.
Right. And how's the competitor is behaving, like Pakistan and China? Pakistan is having a lower cotton price, and with the rupee also depreciated quite a lot. So how they are competing with us to get orders from the USA?
So in fact, India is positioned from the mid to high segment, and Pakistan is into low segment. So there is no direct competition as such.
Okay.
And as far as China is concerned, we all know, we have seen from OTEXA data where they were 3 years back and now where they do stand. And their focus is entirely onto their domestic front, because there are headwinds for them as far as tariff is concerned in the US market, which they have increased the import tariff rates, as well as the Xinjiang cotton, which has been banned. So these are the opportunities for the China plus one strategy also, because the retailers and retailers would like to reduce and de-risk. They are sourcing from one country, and that's why India, since it is well placed, they are looking positively at India to have a higher allocation of sourcing.
Okay. And sir, any latest talks on the UK FTA, where we can see the light at the end of the tunnel?
So UK and EU are facing challenges because of the high inflation, and we are maintaining our good presence there. We are sustaining our growth over there, and we are like waiting for the FTA to happen both in the UK as well as Europe. So which will definitely see Indian market share improving and correspondingly our market share going up. So we are quite hopeful that in the coming period, once the FTA happens, this will see an uptick into Indian market share building out there.
And sir, my last question on the, we have only capex of around 60-70 crore for the coming year, and I think incremental working capital requirement would be around 100 crore. So, do we see further deleveraging of debt by around 2-3 billion in FY24? Like 200-300 crore debt reduction is possible, because we don't have further capex, and I think working capital requirement will be also minimal.
Of course, that's our whole philosophy and strategy always, that we would like to move towards more debt-free organization. And so our free cash flow will be utilized to pay back our debts at the end of the day.
Great, sir. Congratulations and all the best for the coming financial year.
Thank you.
Next question comes from the line of Vikas Jain from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, so much for the opportunity. The first question is with respect to the realizations. So last year, we did see a sort of surge in our raw material costs. We have passed on in the large proportion, right?
So now, your voice is cracking, Vikas. I can't hear you anything. Your voice is cracking and gobbling.
Hello, sir. Is it better now?
Yeah, it is better now.
Yes. So, sir, I was asking with respect to the realizations. So, last year, while the price hikes were taken to pass on the RM inflation, but now since the freight and the cotton costs have come down, so are we seeing an increased demand from the retailers to cut down the prices, or Is any such sort of trend that you're witnessing?
So as I already mentioned, you know, first of all, the inventory levels are down. So the demand is seeing an uptick, you know, because at the end of the day, these are home products which are getting sold out there, and it also depends on the incremental home sales out there. So definitely we are seeing that the normalization would return into the overall pricing, both on the cotton side and the finished good prices. So there is no such trend, but yes, we have to work upon closely with the customer to see how we can make him much more competitive and grab the market share. And that's how we believe into having a collaboration with him and a joint business plan to see that not only the product is successful on the shelf in selling, but also the customer is able to grab more market share.
Correct. So in other words, can we say that FY24, the growth will be largely driven by the volumes and not by the prices? Would that be a correct assumption?
No, it is not a correct assumption, because you see, it always works proportionately both the raw material prices and the overall prices. So you have to calibrate that.
Correct. Understood. All right, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Pankaj from Affluent Assets. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. Now, audible?
Yeah.
Well, sir, our capacity is around 150 million meter, and effectively we are currently utilizing around 50% of the same, and guiding for 60% maybe for next year. So when do we see the ideal capacity narrowing down? So when do we see our capacity moving towards 70% or 80% utilization? And second question would be, what is how are Indian cotton prices placed vis-a-vis global cotton prices? And do we get any advantage of lower pricing, or we are still at the pricier end of the curve?
See, first of all, we have grown 12% CAGR for last 4 years, and we have given a guidance for growth at 15% to 20%. So this would be like our endeavor to see that we grow at this run rate, because we have a capacity at hand. Secondly, we are seeing that India as a country is well positioned towards textile supplies, and we are looking at various government initiatives like PLI, Textile Mitra Park, and the overall value chain, where the government is extending their overall support because it generates employment. And the third is about the FTA, which are going to get signed for major trade blocks, you know, so which will help Indian textile companies to garner more market share going forward. So that's the reason we invested into this inorganic capacity, so that we can be future ready as we are seeing an uptick in demand for Indian overall products in textile. So as a company, we are working towards it, and we have reasons to believe, because of their various strategies which we have formulated in the last 3-4 years towards developing not only our B2C strategies, in the marketplace and the licensed brand and the fashion utility institutional brand, but also we are seeing a good opportunity in the domestic brand footplay. So with all this, you know, this capacity we should be able to fully utilize in the next 3 to 4 years. Now, on your second question on the cotton prices as compared to other countries, yes, they do have certain impact on the push and pull, but India is the largest cotton producer and it has adequate cotton to supply to the mill. So the cotton prices, according to the demand and the prices overseas, they have a working mechanism where, you know, the spreads are maintained And that's the reason we see that it will be to India's advantage because India is growing a good amount of cotton going forward.
Sir, if I may take a follow-up question. We had, with the acquisition of GHCL, we had an exposure to Australian market. So where are we there? Our majority of sales are still coming from U.S. And second thing, what would be the triggers for this capacity utilization which you have guided for?
So yes, see, India has entered into FTA with UAE and Australia, where we see a good uptick, you know, in demand from customers over there. And we are working upon it aggressively, and we are seeing some good results as well. So to your first question that, you know, our emphasis is on to see that how we can spread more onto the non-US businesses, and develop that going forward so that we have a healthy balance between these two continents. That is, one is US business and the other is non-US business. And as I mentioned, we are looking at FTA getting signed with EU, UK, Canada, where, and GCC countries, where it will again help into spreading our goods to these countries. So this will have a good impact onto our concentration on US business and non-US businesses as well. So this will definitely help us, you know, spread our goods to these countries.
Sure, sir. Thank you. And this 3-4 years of capacity. Sorry. So the 3-4 years of guidance which you have given for optimal utilization of capacity, does that depend on these FTAs to be signed, or they are independent of that?
So it is independent. No, we as a company formulate a lot of strategies. We haven't added the capacity on the basis of the FTA, no.
So in case if FTAs do get signed in near future, can we see these time period being compressed down to, say, maybe 1 or 2 years?
Of course, it will have certain impact onto better positioning.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That's all from my side.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine, Deepak.
Yeah. So just I wanted to check a couple of things. Now, on the interest cost, so how do we see the interest cost? Now, our net debt has reduced, but interest cost this quarter was much lower than what we have been reporting, right? So how do we see the interest cost going forward?
So the interest cost on the average utilization for the last year has been a little higher because, you know, our inventories came down over a period of time last year. So, you know, the interest cost should be stabilizing around 62 crores around the finance cost, so to say, over the next year also.
FY24.
Yes.
Okay. And why was this lower this quarter?
This quarter overall, I think we know we had some sort of provisioning done throughout the year for US business. That got reversed, you know, that was not required, so that has got corrected in the present quarter, Q4.
Okay, understood. Fair enough. And a point which is mentioned earlier in the call that ASP prices will calibrate with the RM pricing, right? So it would be fair to assume that this FY24, our ASP should be lower than FY23 average ASP?
To some extent, yes.
Okay. Fair enough. Understood. Yep. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you very much. All the very best.
Thanks.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Vishal Bagadia from Roha Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, and congratulations, sir, on the great quarter. Sir, we have been hearing from all the players across that the retailers have destocked their inventory at the US levels. but they're still following a cautious approach in terms of restocking their inventory and buying optimal for a month or a two period only. So what is your view on the same and how are things shaping up for us?
So for the full year, they have not been chasing goods, so their buying was very selective. And they are continuing with that strategy going forward also. So there is no creation of additional inventory at their level which becomes obsolete. So that meets our expectations of, you know, the demand getting upticked in the right inventory for them.
Okay. And so my other question is on, are we in talks with any new potential customers or have we signed up any new customers in the last couple of months gone by?
Definitely, we all work towards it. We are supplying to 50 plus countries and we have got a list of marquee retailers to whom we supply globally. So we keep on adding new customers, of course, all the time, and new countries, as I said. The entire strategy is to see how we can spread our products to more countries and more customers.
Yeah. Okay, sir. Yeah. That would be great, sir. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of A.M. Lodha from Sanmati Consultants. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, yes. Go ahead.
Sir, congratulations for good set of numbers. Very good set, reduction in the debt as well as the addition to the block. Sir, my question, I have got the three questions. Number one, the addition to the block. Addition to the block in last 2 years, FY22 and FY23, is a tune of 782 crore. As per the cash flow statement of the company. Whereas the sales has not been increased at all. In FY22, sales were 2,982 on consolidated level, and in FY22, it is 3,042 crore. So, would you explain what sales growth we are expecting in FY24 and FY25?
So very good question, Lodaji. This, you know, in FY22, we had this, in FY23, we had this acquisition, which is a long-term strategy. And if you look at the acquisition price which we paid, is 590 crores out of 782 crores. Then we worked upon into building a state-of-art fashion bedding unit towards moving towards supplying more products on the field side so that we complete our dream to supply, you know, fashion bedding and utility bedding to all our customers across the board and in different countries. So that we had invested, we have modernized our spinning towards compact spinning so we can utilize that yarn. And lastly, we have invested into our subsidiary PSML, which was amalgamated to the parent company, bringing in more assets like land and building, where we are utilizing and sweating this asset by adding on 68,000 more spindles to spin special yarn so that we can increase our captive consumption, thereby contributing to the overall margin. And secondly, this acquisition which we had done was to meet out our future growth. And it's a long-term strategy. So that's why you see that in spite of our investment of 1,055 crores in the last 2 years, we were not able to jack up because this is the beginning of our next fundamental growth period, you know, going forward. And that's why we indicated that in FY24, we will have a growth of 15% to 20% because now we have started sweating all this asset.
And what about FY25, sir?
Sorry?
What about FY25, sir?
FY25, of course, we will further move ahead with our growth plans, reduce our debt and make the company much more stronger.
Okay, sir. What is the capex the company expect to spend in next 2 years, sir? 24 and 25?
We have already mentioned that, you know, it will be routine capital expenditure apart from the balance 23 crores which we have to spend towards our spinning. So it will be routine capital expenditure, except for if there is some compliance requirement on the renewable energy side, the board will take appropriate decision, but it is not much. So we have to sweat our assets going forward. That's our whole goal now.
Okay, sir. My last question is, sir, relating to cash management. So far, your cash management is very excellent. You have reduced this working capital loan from 1200 crore to 600 crore. And I expect in current year, company expected to remain, company will have a cash flow at least 500 crore in current year, FY24, which we estimate as per the results given by the company this quarter. So how is the company proposed to utilize this 500 crore, which we expect the cash flow by the company, of the company?
So I had already mentioned about, you know, making our routine capital expenditure, good dividend payout, our interest cost, leaving behind whatever, we will service to reduce our debt.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, Nazar. I wish you all the best, sir. Best is yet to come, sir.
Thank you, Deva.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Akshay Jain from Jain Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Congratulations on the good set of numbers. A couple of questions from my side. Firstly, how do you see licensed brands contributing and its contribution growing in the overall revenue share for next 2-3 years?
So we are seeing a good uptick because we have now two licenses, strong licenses in our kitty. One is Jasper Conran and the other is Gayam. Jasper Conran is already in action in UK and some other countries, whereas Gayam is still to be launched in this spring summer. So it will see an uptick into our overall licensed brand promotion. And as I had mentioned, we have formulated a couple of years back our B2C and D2C strategies. So we are seeing a good growth on the licensed brand. We are in discussion with a couple more licensed brand entities, and we see that this business should provide us not only this revenue but also an uptick onto our margin going forward. So we will be focusing on to promoting licensed brand going forward, as I mentioned earlier.
So secondly, what is our marketing spend during the quarter as a percentage of revenue?
That we will provide you offline, our total marketing expenses.
Okay, so, yeah, sounds good. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Last question now.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question.
So we'll take only the last question now.
We have no more questions at this point of time.
Okay.
Should I hand over?
Yeah.
All right. We have two more questions. Should I take them or should I hand over?
Yeah, okay. I'll take it.
All right. Should I hand over or you will take questions?
No, I'll take questions. Okay. No problem.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Abhineet Anand from MK Global Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So for this year, what have been the Forex gain for us?
No, the Forex gain is around 13 crores.
Forex gain for this year has been 13 crores, included in the other income.
And what was it last year, sir?
Last year was about 110 crores.
That was also part of other income, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Part of our total revenue in any case, yeah. Part of our total revenue in any case.
Okay. And just trying to understand that on terms of demand from US, I mean, is this the demand that you are seeing right now? How long are they? Is it for 2 quarters or how is it?
No, we are seeing that it has come back normalized, but because of the inflationary situation, we are a bit cautious, and that's the reason we have given a guidance of 85 to 90 million meters and a margin guidance as well. So we think that the second quarter onward it should normalize.
No, I'm just trying to understand, in any, let's assume 2 years back, typically the US retailers would give you orders for how, for what period, and right now what they are doing. Is there a change in some psyche of the US retailer? That is what I'm trying to understand, sir.
No, there is no change in their working style. We have core programs which are provided for projections for almost a year. And then the order book position is being provided for the first 5-6 months. And every month there is a PO updated getting into concrete numbers. So that is the way how the US retailers function. So we have got a good visibility on the businesses going forward, and that's why it prompted us to provide you a bit of volume guidance.
Sure, sir. Thanks a lot. Those are my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. This will be the last question, which comes from the line of Bhavin Cheda from Enam Holdings. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Lalpuriya ji, for taking my question, and excellent set of numbers and very strong guidance going into FY24. So just a continuation of the previous one, you said that the order book, more or less, you have visibility of 6 months. So back-to-back cotton plus yarn also you would have covered up to that extent, because cotton and yarn both prices are on a falling spree. So can we have a positive margin surprise to what earlier outlook of 17-18%? Because 15 days back, month back, we were looking at 63,000-64,000 candy. Now it's sub 60,000. So what's your take on that?
Yeah, first of all, you see the cotton prices are a bit volatile. They have even gone to 56,000-55,000 levels, but that was for a short period. And if you take into consideration, it will be anywhere between, you know, 60,000-65,000 going forward as the demand improves. So this would be the average range. And as I mentioned earlier, in order to secure supply chain to our customers as a philosophy, we cover up to 5-6 months. Till September, we are covered, and that's our hedging policy as well. And we have benefited in the past for better managing our businesses. And in the future also, this would help us to secure timely deliveries to our customers. So I think we are covered for 6 months for both cotton as well as yarn.
And on the currency side, sir, what's how would you hedge?
See, currency also for the year it was 79, around 79, and going forward as per the policy, we are around 81 plus.
That you would also cover it for 5-6 months or any?
Yes, whatever position like on the order book is there, we cover for that.
Okay, great, sir. Thank you and best of luck. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question of today. We have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
With this, I would like to thank everyone for joining on the call. I hope we have been able to address all your queries. Our focus going forward will be towards achieving higher utilization of our overall capacity. This will lead to strengthening the brand equity for Indocow as well as strengthening our market position. We will continue to be prudent in our financial management and will ensure a healthy growth. That is all from my side. For any further information, kindly get in touch with me or Strategic Growth Advisors, our IR advisors. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Indocount Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.